The Brittany Mac Podcast presents Podtober. Bringing treats, here's Brittany Mac.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Brittany Mac Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Mac. Today I'm going to be talking about Fall 2020. I really do have some disappointments, and I'm sad basically about the graduation and not being able to end the 2020, my senior semester off fun. But what I really want to be concerned about is the incoming freshmen. And the reason is because I know my freshman year when I came in, I was very involved. You know, I still am, but I was very involved just doing everything. I had my schedule planned out. I used to wake up, go to class, leave class, go to the UC to go do some meetings or stuff, like different organizations I was in, go to work, do fun stuff for work. We might have an event in the middle of the UC lawn, and we're setting up for that. I was doing everything, plus the parties. It was just so fun. And just to think about, freshman year is really the most involved and exciting year. So the new freshman coming in, wanting to experience this new life, this freedom and everything like that, but having to be kind of quarantined a little bit in their rooms, their dorms, residence halls, whatever it is for them, then I feel like, man, what if that was me? So that's who I'm really concerned about them. So I was talking to one of my friends that's on campus. I was told that the only people that's really on campus is like the freshmen. And it's probably some sophomores and stuff like that, but you know, it's mainly just freshmen. And I'm just like, dang, this is so sad. And they're trying to have fun still and make the most of it. And I'm glad that they're trying to make the most of it. But I do want everyone to be safe. But I'm just like, yo. But anyways, what is it like graduating this semester? So, well, this is the thing. It's very different because, for one, I'm online completely. I am not in Tennessee. Usually, right there, you know, on campus, or even when I moved from campus and I was a commuter, I still would be able to pretty much be on campus all day. And it's just, you know, get a lot of help and everything. It's different. I'm online, plus I am part-time, so I'm only taking a few hours. I really should have just graduated in the summertime, but my advisor advised me not to just take more than one class per term for the summer, because I never took any summer school classes before. So I just went ahead and pushed it out into the fall. Plus, I had to take a summer school class because I was pushing off Spanish, and I had to take two more Spanishes. So I had to take one in the at first I was gonna take two in the summer, the first term and second term, but the second term wasn't available, so I had to take at least one in the summer so that I could still graduate this fall. So yeah, it's really different. I barely ever do homework because I'm part-time. I used to have a lot of classes, a lot of homework, but now I just have one communication class. I have two simple classes that really, you know, it doesn't require much thinking. And what else? Oh, and I have another class that I haven't even started yet. It starts this month, actually. Oh gosh. But oh yeah, and I have I forgot about my Spanish class. So yeah, this Spanish class, it do require a lot of thinking. But yeah, is this really nothing, because I'm used to working and having full time and having fun and doing everything. It's just a whole totally different thing, basically how everyone else is. And at first, like I said, I was really sad about the graduating thing and all that, but I am thankful that I'm still here, because I know 2020 has been a tough year. I'm just grateful that I'm being able to graduate, because it was a financial hit for everyone this year. I'm going to be taking in all of this great advice from the people who has gave great advice and motivation throughout this entire Podtober, and really the entire wave of the Brittany Mac podcast. I'm just going to be taking it all in, and I'm still preparing to go off and get into my career. And yes, it is scary because it is a risky career choice. It is, but you know, like with entrepreneurship, you just gotta jump off the cliff and build your wings on the way down. That's it. So I just gotta do it. If I would like to give advice to any incoming freshman or whatever that has to experience fall 2020 as their very first college experience, I would say just stay in there. And although college was said to be like the funnest or best times of your life, I have to disagree. And the reason is because I've been through college and whatnot. It was fun. But at the same time, when you're in college, you're broke and stuff like that. I feel like once you get a lot of money later on in life, I feel like those could be some of the best times. If you disagree with me, let me know. I want to hear from you. But that's just what I feel, honestly. Unless I just wasn't as fun in college. But yeah. But I just say don't let these circumstances just stop you from getting your degree. I know the fun was just what helped everybody college go by so fast, but at the end of the day, you came there for a degree. You didn't come there simply to have fun, because if that was the case, who's paying this much money for college just for that? Stay in there, stick with it, prepare, and make sure if you know what you want to do, go ahead and start working on it now. Because like everybody always say, once you try to look for jobs and stuff after you graduate, or when you're about to graduate, you're going to see that you need experience. So I know the University of Memphis does, but a lot of colleges should have a lot of things where you can get experience. I talked about Tiger News. If you are a freshman and you know you want to be a journalist and things like that, I feel like trying out for Tiger News at that young age and just keep trying and trying and trying, you can basically get a lot of your good experience, and you'll be good when you graduated. Even try to do some editing with the newspaper. We don't have the radio station anymore, but you can try different radio stations. It's just different things that you can try to get your experience now. So you can just focus on preparing yourself for graduation, although, you know, you're trying to at least get in and get your work first, but the quicker the better. That's what I'm gonna say, the quicker the better, because they are really, it's a lot of places that's looking for experience, and if you ain't got it, you gotta work your way from the bottom, and you don't want to do that. I mean, if you have to, you just have to, but I'm just saying, this is my advice. Thank you so much for being here for Podtober. We have another episode tomorrow that's great, just like every single episode. So, I'm your host, Brittany Mac, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.